The Adventure of the Norwood Builder by Arthur Conan Doyle. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. From the point of view of the criminal expert, said Mr. Sherlock Holmes, London has become a singularly uninteresting city since the death of the late lamented Professor Moriarty. I can hardly think that you would find many decent citizens to agree with you, I answered. Well, well, I must not be selfish, said he, with a smile as he pushed back his chair from the breakfast table. The community is certainly the gainer, and no one the loser save the poor out-of-work specialist whose occupation has gone. With that man in the field, one's morning paper presented infinite possibilities. Often it was only the smallest trace, Watson, the faintest indication, and yet it was enough to tell me that the great malignant brain was there, as the gentlest tremors of the edges of the web remind one of the foul spider which lurks in the centre. Petty thefts, wanton assaults, purposeless outrage. To the man who held the clue, all could be worked into one connected whole. To the scientific student of the higher criminal mind, no capital in Europe offered the advantages which London then possessed. But now... He shrugged his shoulders in humorous deprecation of the state of things which he had himself done so much to produce.